Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Right, we're going to talk you through some entertainment options for the week ahead, starting with a podcast recommendation, which comes from my producer, Rafik Wahid.
Every weekend, we plonk ourselves down on the couch and marvel at the achievements of the world's best sports stars. And while we enjoy watching sport for those few hours, we often don't think about the dedication, sacrifices, and hard work each athlete puts in to reach the pinnacle of their sport. World-renowned sports scientist Professor Ross Tucker from the Sports Science Institute and veteran sports journalist Mike Finch break down the myths, practices, and controversies from the world of sport. From athletics to rugby, soccer, cycling, and more, the two delve into the most recent research, unearth lessons from the pros, and host exclusive interviews with some of the world's leading sporting experts.
Many of the athletes that we speak to have a lot to owe to the coaches that get them to the top level of the sports that they're involved in.
Yeah, and also coaches are the ultimate practitioners of sports science. In fact, sports science almost exists to support coaches. If you trace back some of its origins, sports medicine and sports science came about to optimize the performance of athletes who were already working with coaches. So they are the ultimate carriers of sports science into the real world. And that's why it's always useful to speak to the best of them and understand how they think, what they think, what their process is, and then how they deliver results to athletes. Because every single person listening, you might not be an Olympic triathlete, but the principles that make them better are the same things that will make you better. So that's really the intention of the series.
There are more than 60 episodes of the Real Science of Sports podcast, which is available on your favorite podcatcher. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much to Cape Talk producer Rafik Wahid. We turn now to the Eyewitness News team because reporter Chanel September has the rundown on what's opening on circuit this weekend.
Where am I? Hello? Alex.
Nightbooks is a dark fantasy film that tells the story of a young boy obsessed with scary stories. He's soon imprisoned by an evil young witch in her New York City apartment and is given an assignment to tell a spine-tingling tale every night or stay trapped in her apartment forever. Nightbooks is a Netflix original film and is based on the novel of the same name by J.A. White. It may not be Halloween just yet, but this film will certainly give the whole family a few goosebumps and thrills.
You all try and run. There's no escape.
Don't just stand there. Come on.
Kristen Ritter, Winslow Fegley, and Lydia Jewett are in the lead. In the director's chair is David Yaroveski.
There's an opportunity.
Where?
London.
This would be our fourth move in 10 years.
Backwards.
But money's fine, right?
Yeah.
The film The Nest explores modern-day marriage. Jude Law and Carrie Coon star in this psychological drama that sees a successful entrepreneur's life unravel and take a twisted turn after he moves his family from America to a grand old English country manor. The Nest is directed by Sean Durkin and is available to stream on Showmax. If you enjoyed the 2019 film Audrey Love from the 2018 British drama Summerland, then The Nest may be just for you.
I'm invisible. That's where I'm going to be. I got heat all over me. I'm not telling you where I am.
What are you going to arrest me? What are you people? Please arrest me.
You're under arrest.
And Cop Shop is our final film pick for this week. A small town police station becomes the unlikely battleground between a professional hitman and a smart female rookie cop. Add a double-crossing conman with no place left to run to the mix, and you have an action-packed film that is bound to keep you entertained. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Thank you so much, Chanel. Let's move on to the small screen. And once again, we call on Craig Falk, who's deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, to give us some tips on things that are starting in the week ahead, as well as answering a couple of your questions. Craig, always great to have you with us. Hope you're doing well.
A pleasure, Pippa.
Good. Let's start with listener questions. Craig, and two that came in during the week that I know you've been checking on answers for. Etienne, like many of us, waiting with bated breath for the next season of Stranger Things, but it's not good news, is it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was expected this year to fall in line with previous seasons, but it's now been officially moved to 2022. Oh. Netflix don't have an official sort of date, so we don't even know if it's first quarter or right at the end of the year, unfortunately.
I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Etienne. I'm as disappointed as you're going to be at that news. We are going to have to wait a little bit longer for the next season of Stranger Things. Craig, this came through last week and we said we would double check. Somebody was asking about Downton Abbey, saying, I know that Netflix has got the series in full, but where can I stream the movie? What did you find out?
It's on Amazon Prime Video, and you can also binge the full seasons on Amazon Prime and Showmax at the same time.
Okay, so lots of options if you want to watch the series, and then only Amazon Prime if you want to watch the film version. Thanks for the update. Question that's just popped through on WhatsApp, Craig, is why is Channel 125, which is Fox, closing down at the end of September?
Yeah, it's a very unfortunate situation, but it's actually closing down across DStv and StarSat. We don't know the official reason in terms of finances, contracts, all of that jazz. That is very hush-hush, top secret. But I can tell you now that according to the Walt Disney Company Africa, they're saying that as the television landscape and viewer consumption evolves, they continue to develop and review their products and services to offer the best possible experience. You know, we are going to be getting Disney Plus next year. Yeah. There's so many streaming services. Disney South Africa also, I mean, they've got National Geographic Wild, ESPN, the Disney Channel, Disney Junior. That's not to say that that we won't be missing content. But that's an unfortunate situation, and that's the reason we're given.
Okay, so it's not an awful lot of background, but it's a business decision at the end of the day. Craig, in terms of what's going to go, I don't watch a lot of Fox, but I think Walking Dead was the one big show that sat there.
Yeah, but they are finishing all of the show's seasons that are currently on air, so you're not going to miss like half of the season. It will finish by the time the channel closes.
That's a relief, at least. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thanks for flagging that, whoever sent that WhatsApp. We're happy to take a few more questions by WhatsApp to 0725671567 or an SMS to 31567. In the meantime, Craig, let's take a look at what's coming in the week ahead, and we'll start with the big one for foodie fans. I know John Matham's not a fan, but lots of our listeners absolutely adore My Kitchen Rules. Nice to see a new local season.
Yes, so season 3 starting on Sunday the 19th of September on Mnet, that's DStv 101, at 6 in the evening. David Higgs and Jay Something are back as hosts and judges. There's no going around to houses this season thanks to COVID. So instead, a special set has been built at the Cradle of Humankind in Joburg, where the pop-up restaurants will be filmed and is a purpose-built set as well. So, I mean, they're obviously keeping it very in line with the restrictions for COVID and filming.
Okay, so Sunday evening, 6 o'clock on Mnet, you can watch the start of Season 3. And then the next show also has a foodie element, although it's also got some travel thrown in, and a chef who makes all of our bosses seem like mild-mannered little lambs. Gordon Ramsay's back.
Yes, Gordon Ramsay Uncharted. Season 3 is airing on Wednesdays on National Geographic, that's 181, at 9 in the evening. Last season, Gordon was down in KZN cooking with Zolo Nene.
This time
he's going a little further abroad. He's wrestling rattlesnakes in Texas. He's abseiling down cliffs in Mexico to find butterworms. I mean, the thing this man will do for food, and again, you know, it's thoroughly entertaining because he's Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, so that's Gordon Ramsay Uncharted on National Geographic Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Look, the one I'm most excited about, Craig, is a new season of Grand Designs. It doesn't matter how many they make, I cannot get enough of this show, and delighted to see season 14 starting next week.
Yes, it's starting on Monday the 20th of September on the Home Channel 176 at 5 in the evening. Kevin McLeod's back. He's visiting some truly grand designs this season. There's a home that's built on a cliffside. You know, it's a really cool reno show, especially if you're looking for new ideas, but this is very grand.
It's on epic scale. It's sometimes reno, it starts sometimes building from scratch. It's just, I find it so inspiring and so curious what people imagine and want built on their behalf. I always love that show. The next one's got a very similar theme, Craig, although it's more of the fixer-upper than the new builds. Tell us about Farmhouse Fixer.
So season one starts on Tuesday, the 21st of September on HGTV. That's DSTV 177 at 9 in the evening. We know Jonathan Knight from pop group New Kids in the Block back in the 90s.
Yes.
He loves renovating properties. He loves flipping them as well, but okay, specifically farmhouses. So he's taking along his personal design guru. They're going out across the United States to farms and finding dilapidated buildings and turning them into masterpieces.
Okay, so that one is on the HGTV, which is channel 177, starting on Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. You're looking for Farmhouse Fixer. For those who want a bit of drama, let's start with a biographical drama with a really top-notch cast. Tell us about Dr. Death.
So it's a biographical drama that's starting on Tuesday, the 21st of September on Mnet at 10:30 in the evening. Joshua Jackson, we all remember him from Dawson's Creek, and he's playing Dr. Christopher Dunch. He's an infamous neurosurgeon who went from a rising star to murderous narcissist who ignored the Hippocratic Oath to feed his own ego. He killed, I think, two patients, maimed 37. Sure. Normal people who go in for back operations came out paralyzed. And it's also starring Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
Okay, fantastic cast. It really sounds interesting. So Dr. Death starting on Tuesday, happening on Tuesday, the 21st of September. Late night viewing at 10:30, but maybe you can set a recording. All right, Craig, I'm going to suggest we skip ahead to the streaming services, and then if time allows, we'll come back to a couple of other suggestions on terrestrial. But I don't want to miss the highlights on the streamers. Showmax, let's start there. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, Big Little Lies. They've got season
Such
one of this drama series. So if you missed it on terrestrial, you can binge it now. It's set in a posh, upmarket coastal town that's turned on its head by scandal. There's drama, there's catfights. Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Zoe Kravitz, Laura Dern, Ian Armitage. He was actually cast in Young Sheldon because Jim Parsons saw him in this series. Alexander Skarsgård, there's mystery, there's mayhem, there's murder. And, you know, the catfights with the woman is just, it's brilliant acting.
It is such a good show. It's some of the most unlikable characters you will ever meet, but really, really, I really enjoyed it. Big Little Lies is on Showmax. What's your pick of the week on Netflix?
I'm going with Lucifer. They've got seasons 1 through 6 of this dark fantasy. You know, it started off with a really bad reputation, and everyone claimed it was about Satanism and promoting it. It's a comic book adaptation. It's one of the best that's ever been made. And, you know, it's a massively hyped final season, and we may get to see Lucifer becoming human again with his one true love.
Okay, Lucifer, all 6 seasons available to watch on Netflix. Now, Craig, your pick of the week on BritBox, I would make the argument, is possibly the best British comedy ever produced. Blackadder, they've got all 4 seasons.
And the specials. Rowan Atkinson is taking on Britain's history. Each season is set in a new period. The cast list makes it, like you said, worth the watch alone. Hugh Laurie, Stephen Fry, Miranda Richardson, Robbie Coltrane, Stephen Frost, Jim Broadbent. It doesn't stop. And like you said, proper British humour.
Doesn't get better than that. Okay, Blackadder's on BritBox. Last but not least, what's on Apple TV Plus?
They've got seasons 1 and 2 of The Morning After. It's a dramedy series. It stars Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, who are the executive producers as well. And it picks up right where season 1 ended, as their morning show host characters expose the toxic workplace and the harassment that goes on. There's physical, emotional, sexual. And, you know, it's incredibly relevant in the modern world because we hear about this on a daily basis.
The Morning After, both seasons now available on Apple TV Plus. Craig, as always, thanks for keeping us on the loop so that we don't miss these exciting new shows. Look forward to chatting to you again next week.
Always a pleasure.
Craig Falks, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. You can look for the latest edition in stores now.